French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Jameson Farm. I mostly talk about food here, and I will be doing that with this show, but it is impossible to speak about food without remembering the farms that make it available to us. The poet, philosopher, and farmer Wendell Berry put it so well when he wrote, "Eating is an agricultural act. We can't eat without our farmers." Simple as that. Long before the phrase farm to table, which some chefs wear like a crown on their own heads, people like John and Suki Jameson were making it possible for me to provide the highest level of lamb for the guests I was cooking for. It was around 1992 when I first heard of their farm in the rolling foothills of western Pennsylvania. I was cooking at the Betsy Ross Hotel on Ocean Drive at the restaurant Amano. The famed Michelin star decorated chef Jean-Louis Paladin was the leading avatar of the time of French chefs then. We were at the dawn of the new American cuisine. It was an epical time to see that the French, who were not typically wowed by American products compared to what they had back in their mother country, were utilizing the lamb raised by the husband and wife team was instructive. I didn't hesitate to bring in their lamb and put their farm's name on my menu. The farming techniques the Jamesons used were going back to the more ancient, sustainable ways. This was not the way many were heading back then. Their sheep and lambs roam and nibble on bluegrass, white clover, wildflowers, and seasonal grass pastures with access to free-choice hay bales throughout the winter months. It was not long after that that John and Suki came to call on me in Florida. They first won me over with their lamb, but when we sat and talked, they bowled me over with their deeply intelligent and humor-filled true life stories. I invited them in for dinner and served them a preparation of Jameson Farm lamb shanks I made often. I braised the lamb in lamb stock and then made a reduction of the stock with Rioja wine and imbued the sauce with charred, peeled bell peppers, roasted garlic, rosemary, and mashed root vegetables. As they ate dessert, I sat down and loved hearing of the trials they went through and overcame as they struggled and succeeded to follow their dreams. They were children of the 1960s who sought to find a world of peaceful and culturally rewarding values. I could relate. It reinforced an instinctual aspect of understanding that the relationship between the chefs and the farmers is the single most important dynamic in good cooking. When I say farmers, I include fishermen and women, foragers, committed purveyors, artisan food makers in this definition of food providers. The food providers of Florida, from the Panhandle to the Florida Keys, have been crucial to every success I've enjoyed. The story of John and Suki can be fully enjoyed, and I guarantee a measure of education if you get a copy of their book engagingly titled Coyotes in the Pastures and Wolves at the Door. It is a major record on what it meant to be at the crossroads of the American food movement as it moved out of the moribund state it was in and into the unions that have made it delicious. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.